This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Mexico's new president, Manuel López Obrador, was willing to move toward Trump's position on auto content, determining the amount of auto parts content required to be made in North America to qualify for NAFTA tariff relief. The U.S. position was that autos must have 75% North American content, 70% North American steel and aluminum content, and 45% of NAFTA trucks be made by workers earning over $16 an hour. Mexico countered with 70% North American content, up from the current 62.5%, a 30% regional steel requirement, and 20% aluminum requirement. They would accept that 20% of trucks be made by workers earning over $16 an hour. They are expressing optimism on both sides that they will be able to come together on a set of numbers to settle this aspect of NAFTA. That leaves the remaining issues to be solved of dispute resolution, agricultural issues, inclusion of the sunset clause, intellectual property, government procurement, and the maximum value of an items that can be ordered from another country without paying duties. In other words, while they may get over one or two hurdles, there are several more to get past. If they do that, then they get to the really big one to circumvent, the border issues with Mexico. Obrador was a fresh start, and he has been more flexible on the auto content and wages than his predecessor. However, there is no sign he will accept the sunset clause or absence of dispute resolution, so this may be two steps forward before one back. Is the Trump administration willing to make a major concession? Obrador will say that it is time for one. Trump has commercial expectations to fill in NAFTA 2.0, but the political expectations may be even larger. He has trash-talked NAFTA relentlessly to his base. He has trash-talked Mexico's actions on border issues to his base. To make a couple of concessions now on NAFTA and then tell his base that he has fixed what he has told them was the worst trade deal ever in history so Mexico doesn't have its hand in our piggy bank seems implausible. His base will believe most anything he tells them, and maybe they'll believe that too, but he knows what he can get them to believe, and I doubt they'll buy it. Donald compares his salesmanship to P.T. Barnum's. I think it is likely better than Barnum's. Barnum had a degree of shame that held him back. Obrador may be more flexible than his predecessor on NAFTA issues, but not on the wall. Obrador vowed, "Nobody will threaten us, that they will close the border, that a wall will be built," unquote. That contrasts rather starkly with Trump's "We will build a wall and Mexico will pay for it" pledge that he made to his cheering supporters at campaign rallies. I find it unreconcilable that Trump can sign off on NAFTA until he has also settled something relative to getting his wall built. It is rather irrelevant that no one but Trump, an ardent supporter, sees the value in a wall, likely because it is only important to him that it would be known for posterity as the Trump Wall. It would be a monument to him having made a promise and kept it. It would give him credibility with his base. It has more to do with ego than functionality. Illegal border crossings peaked years ago, has fallen to a neutral exchange, and border security has been beefed up enormously so that the border is being well managed. The GAO audited the DHS plan to build the wall and concluded that it will cost more than projected, take longer than planned, and not fully perform as expected, wasting billions of dollars. The wall is just one component of Trump's nativism, as he intends to reduce legal immigration by half. He denigrates immigrants in general, distorting their criminality, which is just one of the many ways that he is dividing the country. Trump's economic policy is push-pull. He pushes tax cuts, which boost economic activity, prompting the Fed to increase interest rates, and then he pulls at the Fed for increasing rates. He has essentially declared war on Iran, imposing an embargo on commercial activity with that country, while then complaining about higher oil prices. He wants 4-5% U.S. GDP while shrinking the U.S. workforce, restricting both legal immigration while ramping up deportations, which is preempting a labor shortage and crisis. He ordered child separation on the border before he was against it. He was for the renewable fuel standard before Pruitt. He was for farmers before the tariffs. He will say that he wants NAFTA to placate NAFTA supporters, but there'll be no NAFTA without a wall. Given the dimmed export outlook, we'll have to rely more heavily on domestic demand, and strong employment helps that. The inability to find good workers is going to impede the GDP growth that Trump is promising, and his immigration policy will be partly to blame. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.